Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Powers Point Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Powers. And if this is your first time tuning in because you're stuck at home through all this pandemic and crisis, welcome. And after it's all over, I really hope that you stay. For those that are continuing to join me, again, thank you. And I hope everybody is safe out there and your families are safe and your pets are safe. I just hope everybody's safe. And I hope you're doing what we're supposed to be doing by staying home. Save a life. The people who are absolutely driving me crazy are these people who feel like they need to go to the grocery store every single day waiting in line, thinking that the delivery trucks have brought in fresh toilet paper. I meant, come on, people. Take what you need. Leave the rest for everybody else. I meant toilet paper. I'm starting to look like Kenny Rogers here. The hair dye is all gone. That's like special order. Food. I walked into a meat market and everything was gone. I absolutely cannot believe what's going on, but people are panicking because of all this. Stay calm. Keep a level head. Just do what you're told. Stay home. Only go out when you need to. Wear a mask. They say don't wear a mask. Then they say the next week, wear a mask. So freaking just wear a mask. Wear gloves. Wash your hands. I'm sure you're sick of everybody telling you that by now. I meant my flesh is almost gone on my hands because they're so dry. I meant you can hear it's like sandpaper. So, but again, I really hope everybody is staying in a good mental state during this. So this past weekend was WrestleMania 36. Everybody wondered how Vince McMahon, the almighty Vince, was going to handle the greatest platform of sport with no audience. So this year was a little bit different. It was 2 days because it was too big for one day. That's what they say. But some of the matches didn't need to be there. But everything was good. I meant the wrestlers had to wrestle. Entertainers had to wrestle. You know, they didn't have the crowd to depend on. They had to do basics. And there's some matches that were awesome. There was Jey Uso versus John Morrison versus Kofi Kingston in a ladder match for the tag team championship. This was great. Lots of high flying. Everything that you would expect out of these three. They gave you everything they got. Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens was another one off the top of my head. Seth Rollins originally won by disqualification, but Kevin Owens said it's not going to end that way and called Seth back to the ring. So the match continued on. It went back and forth again. Kevin Owens beat the holy hell out of Seth Rollins. He even jumped off the top of the WrestleMania sign onto Seth Rollins through a table down below. Really good stuff. The match I think everybody's talking about, and it looked like a really good horror movie. We got AJ Styles versus Undertaker in the first ever Boneyard match, where the way you win is basically by burying your opponent, but it wasn't done in the WrestleMania arena, the performance center. It was done on like a Hollywood movie set, done black and white at nighttime in a graveyard. They wrestled in a barn, on top of the barn, outside. Druids were involved. It was crazy, and if you really get a chance to see this, watch this one match, honestly. Some people didn't like it, but for the most part, I'd say 90% did. So that finished up part one, and yeah, I did leave off a lot of matches, but I'm only talking about the ones that are off the top of my head. So day two came along. First of all, the end of part one was Braun Strowman versus Goldberg. Braun was replaced in Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, as you know, had cancer and his immune system was down, so he didn't want to take the chance to hurt himself or his family with this COVID-19. So Braun Strowman ended up finally winning. Finally, thank God, because this guy deserves championships. I mean, he's 7 foot tall. He's just a beast. And lately, I feel like WWE just uses him for a show. So then that ended that night. So the second night came, and honestly, you had couple matches that pop off the top of my head is Edge's first match back after 9 years. He went against Randy Orton in a last man standing match. The whole feud was Edge, Royal Rumble came on, Edge came out, threw his old partner Randy over the top rope, eliminating Randy from the tournament. So comes Edge, Randy came and beat the heck out of Edge, saying that the only reason he did that was because he didn't want Edge actually get hurt wrestling anymore. And then he went and beat Edge's wife, Beth Phoenix. So last night, last man standing. This match was really long, but it took you through a tour of the Performance Center, using everything from weights, semi-trucks, ladders, tables, basically anything. The whole concept of this match is to get your opponent to stay down long for the 10 count. And honestly, the match went back and forth, and it really felt just kind of long. So it was good, but it wasn't great. You know, return to Edge. Edge won on top of a semi, for of all places. The next match after that that comes off the head is the Bray Wyatt, John Cena match in the Fun Time match. I'm sorry, I'm like all over the place right now. I'm like thinking off the top of my head. Fun Time Firefly House match. Nobody knew what that was. John Cena didn't really know what it was, but basically it was on a Hollywood set. It was John Cena going against himself. You know, like it took you through the beginning of his, you know, WWE career to now, and took Bray Wyatt to show that he was a bully, and Bray Wyatt went through his changes from Husky Harris to Bray Wyatt to The Fiend. I didn't understand this match, and I'm sure a whole lot of people didn't understand this match. According to the experts, this was the best match of the night. Still, I'm trying to figure out what did I watch. Then following that, we had Brock Lesnar defending his title against the much-deserved Drew McIntyre. In this match, it wasn't a technical match, as everybody knew it wasn't going to be. They beat the holy heck out of each other. And in the end, Drew ended up winning his first heavyweight championship title. So congratulations, Drew. I really, really enjoyed seeing all these, like, title changes. But so that's my WrestleMania rant. There were so many more matches, but again, off the top of my head, that's all I got. So now I want to play a song for you by a comedian named Paul Thorne. And I'm sure that at this point in time, stuck in our house, they say divorce rate's going to go up after this. Hopefully not. A lot of breakups. But we can all relate to this song. So again, here is Paul Thorne. Have you ever had one of those days?
Have you ever had one of those days when nothing goes right? Your wife starts bitching about whatever it was she was bitching about last night. So you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cock if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, I was running late for work, so I poured me some coffee to go. And just before I had a flat tire, I spilled it all over my clothes. When the highway patrolman pulled up, I thought the help was on the way. But when he saw that tattoo in my hand, he shot me with pepper spray. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. When I finally made it to work, I was 15 minutes late. I told my boss about the flat tire, but he fired me anyway. So here I am in the parking lot, just waiting by his Corvette. I'm gonna give him a goodbye present that he never will forget. It's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. I had to sing it with my eyes closed to hide my shame.
That is it. I'm sorry that I've taken so long to come up with a new episode. Actually, my computer had a virus. No puns. But no, computer had a virus. It's fixed now. I've been working on my remodeling my room. I know I've been saying that for like 6 months, but it's coming together. And hopefully I'll have pictures up online. Again, to everybody that's been listening to me since episode 1/2, I couldn't even call it nothing else. But thank you very much. I appreciate it. And stay tuned, because I'll probably throw another episode out this week just to make up for lost time. So follow me on Instagram, Powers31911. You can follow me on Facebook with Powers Point Podcast. And I'm going to leave you with this last bit of little info. It's not really info, but I like to leave people with a little zen. So mine comes from Jack Korovac, and it says, rest and be kind. You don't have to prove anything. So true. So hope everybody stays safe out there. I will talk to you guys in just a couple days. Have a good one, guys.